Hello, Awe Islanders. Thank you so much for listening today. For the grown-ups who are listening, if you enjoy our show, would you please give us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts? 5-star ratings make it easier for new listeners to find us, so that we can continue to spread our messages of kindness, acceptance, and gratitude to kids and families all over the world. We appreciate your help so much. Thank you.
Are you a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking his baby up onto his feet to shield the little penguin from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy warm your body. The energy divides and streams to both sides of your body, feel it flow just under your arms and then back towards your heart. Breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. In and out. The energy continues streaming down towards your legs. Feel it flowing down your legs and out your big toes. Imagine the energy rolling into a big, colorful ball at your feet. Watch as the energy hovers by your feet, the colors spinning. Now imagine the ball splitting into two, and each ball melting into your big toes. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your feet, now feel the loving energy slowly flow up your legs, warming them. The energy streams up towards your heart, then out, circling just under your arms. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly relax. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking his baby up onto his feet to shield the little bird from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Farming Friends. The lights on the farm flickered as the farmer got ready for another big day. Felicity the farm truck blinked her lights and yawned. It was time to start working. Although Felicity didn't like waking up when it was still dark outside, she did enjoy watching the sunrise. It would be a while before that happened, so she got started on her morning chores. Felicity's first job was to carry people to their morning tasks. The little green truck rolled across the bumpy ground, bouncing as she went. The people riding couldn't help but laugh as their ride rolled up and down the fields. Once everyone was ready to go, Felicity had a moment to enjoy the sunrise. She settled in for the show and took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Then the farm truck heard a creak. The doors of the big red barn were opening. She turned and rumbled over to the barn, eager to see her best friend. She hoped Trenton the tractor would hurry out and share this beautiful moment with her. The red and white barn doors opened wide. Trenton smiled when he saw Felicity there waiting. He rumbled out of the barn and over to his friend. "What's happening, Felicity?" the tractor asked. "You're just in time for a spectacular sunrise," Felicity said. "Follow me. I know the best spot to watch." Trenton nodded and said, "That sounds like a great way to start the day. Lead on." The green farm truck smiled and rolled off across the bumpy ground once more. The yellow tractor followed. He wondered when his animal friends would be up. The farm was so quiet in the dark. Soon, they arrived at Felicity's favorite spot on top of a little hill. Trenton wondered why Felicity wanted to watch the sunrise here. A sliver of light appeared on the horizon. "Here comes the sun," Felicity whispered. The sun floated up into the sky and light began to spill across the land. Now Trenton could see why the farm truck brought them to this spot. Slowly, the fields, trees, and buildings on the farm were bathed in light. It really was beautiful. "I like to watch the sunrise and get ready for my day," she told the tractor. "How do you get ready for your day?" he asked. "I'm glad you asked," Felicity said with a wink. "I think about what a wonderful day it's going to be. I think about what I'm grateful for, and then I take some deep dragon breaths. Would you like to join me?" she asked her friend. "That sounds like a great way to start the day," Trenton replied. "I'm sure it will be wonderful." Felicity smiled. "I'm grateful you're watching the sunrise with me," she said. Trenton smiled back. "I'm grateful to have a friend like you," he said. "Okay. Now we take 3 deep dragon breaths. Ready? You breathe in and out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth." Together, they took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Enjoying the crisp morning air. They took another deep dragon breath, in and out. As the sun rose higher in the sky, then they took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. And felt ready to start their day. "Thank you for sharing that with me, Felicity," Trenton said. A rooster started crowing in the background. "Now that the animals are up, I need to help bring breakfast around. Would you like to help me?" the tractor asked. "Sure," Felicity said. "I have some time before I need to get ready for the market." As they rumbled back to get breakfast for the animals, the tractor asked, "What is the market like? I've always wondered." Felicity smiled. Her lights seemed to brighten as she said, "It's a colorful place. Everyone brings their best. I bring our fruits and vegetables to share. At our stand, we have red ripe tomatoes and strawberries, sweet orange peppers, tasty yellow corn, dark green broccoli, baskets of plump blueberries, and pretty purple eggplants." "Wow, that is colorful," Trenton said as he scooped up some hay for the horses. "Well, that's just our booth. Our neighbor's booth is filled with flowers," Felicity said as she rumbled toward the stables. The tractor followed and asked, "What kinds of flowers do they have?" Felicity grinned at her friend. "That's one of the best parts. They have different flowers all summer long. In the late spring, they have happy yellow daffodils, red and orange tulips, and oh, how I love the smell of the white and purple lilac blossoms." The horses neighed happily as Trenton and Felicity dropped off their fresh hay. The tractor smiled and said, "It must be beautiful. Do they ever have roses?" Felicity smiled and said, "Yes, they bring roses at the beginning of the summer and then again at the end. I love seeing their booth filled with roses of all colors." The tractor sighed. "I bet that smells wonderful, too." "It does," Felicity said. "I'll see if we can bring you some flowers back next time I go." "I wish I could go to the market sometime," Trenton said to himself. Felicity overheard him and said, "I think you can. I overheard the farmer talking about bringing tractors to the market so that kids can see what farmers use to help them grow food. Maybe you'll get to come with me next time." "I would love that," the tractor said, almost skipping back to the barn. They had finished feeding the animals their breakfast. Felicity yawned. It was a good time to have a nap before their next set of chores began. Trenton yawned too, as he rolled back into the red barn. Felicity found a hay stall where she could rest. She stretched her tires and rolled in. The farm truck nestled into the spot, feeling cozy and warm, and once more thought of all she had to be grateful for. Felicity felt grateful she had been able to spend the morning with Trenton. The farm truck felt happy to share her experiences at the market with her friend. Most of all, she felt thankful and excited at the thought of the tractor joining her for a day at the market. Felicity knew Trenton would love it. The little tractor closed her eyes, squeezed herself tight, and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace. Felicity took a deep dragon breath, in and out. The farm truck took another deep dragon breath, calming her body in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Ah. her mind quieted, and Felicity fell asleep, imagining the fun she and Trenton would have at the market together. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.